This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today said that this year the government undertook a series of landmark reforms, marking important chapters in the country's national journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Launching the Government of India Calendar 2026 in New Delhi, he highlighted that these reforms were guided by a clear objective to ensure inclusive growth, strengthen economic resilience, and lay a sustainable foundation for the country's long-term development.
A calendar is not only about marking days and months. It is about to setting a direction, reforming priorities, reminding us quietly but consistently of our shared national purposes. The theme of this year calendar, Bharat at 2026, our Honorable Prime Minister's vision that Seva, Sushasan or Samriti, captures India at a moment of assured confidence. It reflects a nation that is secure in its identity, strong in its institutions and clear in its long-term vision.
Dear listeners, we now take you live to Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav's press briefing on the cabinet decision.
Just for show, whatever arbitration and other disputes the department had faced, all those disputes and arbitration matters have been thoroughly analyzed in a very systematic manner. Aur uske basis pe concession agreement has been modified. Jisse ki project mein dispute kam ho, risk kam ho, और काम तेजी से आगे बढ़ सके. बहुत सारी चीजें हैं, जैसे जितने अप्रूवल्स हैं वो सारे अप्रूवल्स, चाहे फॉरेस्ट का अप्रूवल हो, चाहे वाइल्ड लाइफ का अप्रूवल हो, ऑल द अप्रूवल्स विल बी टेकन वेल बिफोर द प्रोजेक्ट इज हैंडेड ओवर फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन. लैंड का एक्विजिशन, 90% लैंड, प्रोजेक्ट की लैंड अवेलेबल होगी तभी जाके प्रोजेक्ट को कंस्ट्रक्शन के लिए देंगे. जितने भी टाइप के वेरिएशंस होते हैं उन सब वेरिएशंस का प्री डिटरमिंड फॉर्मूला होगा, सो दैट किसी के डिस्क्रिशन पे वो पेमेंट नहीं रहे. और
इन सम मोर न्यूज, डेंस फॉग कंडीशंस इन द नॉर्दर्न पार्ट्स ऑफ द कंट्री हैव इम्पैक्टेड ट्रेन एंड फ्लाइट ऑपरेशंस टुडे. अकॉर्डिंग टू द दिल्ली डिवीजन ऑफ रेलवेज, मोर देन 50 दिल्ली बाउंड ट्रेन्स आर रनिंग लेट. सिमिलरली, एयर ट्रैवल हैज ऑल्सो बीन अफेक्टेड ड्यू टू बैड वेदर कंडीशंस. एज पर द दिल्ली एयरपोर्ट, 148 फ्लाइट्स हैव बीन कैंसल्ड टुडे ड्यू टू फॉगी वेदर एंड पुअर विजिबिलिटी. Of the cancelled flights, 78 were arrivals and 70 were departures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of the second anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lala being celebrated on the sacred land of Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described the anniversary as a divine festival of faith and tradition. The Central Board of Secondary Education, or CBSE, has announced the revised dates of board exams for class 10th and 12th. According to CBSE, Class 10th grade examination, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd of March next year, will now be held on the 11th of March next year, while the date for Class 12th examination has been moved to 10th of April, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd March 2026. The board said that the dates have been rescheduled due to administrative reasons. CBSE has also asked schools to disseminate this information to all concerned students and parents. The flagship initiative of Prime Minister Modi, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has crossed a historic milestone with over 3 crore registrations recorded till yesterday. The Education Ministry said the scale of participation highlights Pariksha Pe Charcha as a true Jan Andolan. Students, parents and teachers from across the country have shown overwhelming participation, reflecting the program's growing popularity. The initiative focuses on students' mental well-being and promotes a positive approach towards exams. An India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold days to severe cold day conditions over Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Himachal Pradesh. The weather agency predicted dense fog conditions over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, northeastern states, West Bengal and Uttarakhand. IMD also said that heavy rainfall will take place over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Muzaffarabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.